time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
For the second time in less than a month, Congress blew past a deadline to avert a government shutdown. This one, that technically started at midnight Thursday night, came after Senator Rand Paul refused to let the Senate speed up a budget deal.
I think that drawing attention to how much debt we're accumulating is something that is important. Some will say that this was a mistake to have this debate today. This debate could have been shortened and could have been finished by noon today had we been granted 15 minutes to have one amendment. So I think part of the process is, even if we were going to do the appropriation bills the way many of us would like, I think they should come to the floor and we should have a week or two of amendments. It's the most important thing we're supposed to be doing. Why couldn't we have amendments? We do sort of the opposite now. We wait to the very last minute. So we've waited all week long to put this at the very end of the week and let it expire towards the end as people get tired. And then everybody says, well, you don't want to shut down government, do you? And I really don't. My intention has never been to shut down government. But my intention is also not to keep it open and borrowing $1 million a minute. And my intention is not to vote for bills that say, oh, it's just keeping it open, but bills that actually spend so much money that I think they endanger our security.
But they waited him out and eventually passed the bill.
2 hours into the second government shutdown of the year, as a bipartisan deal to fund the government for the next 2 years lurches its way to the House of Representatives for final passage after the Senate ended debate on the agreement, taking a step toward reopening the government.
On this vote, the yeas are 73, the nays are 26. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn having voted in the affirmative, the motion is agreed to.
That passage occurred after GOP Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky refused to allow a vote on the bipartisan budget deal, blocking a final vote for hours because he didn't get his own vote on an amendment that would keep Congress under strict budget caps, Paul saying he isn't voting for more debt.
If you were against President Obama's deficits and now you're for the Republican deficits, isn't that the very definition of hypocrisy? Don't you remember when Republicans howled to high heaven that President Obama was spending us into the gutter, spending us into oblivion? And now Republicans are doing the same thing.
The House finally got around to voting at around 5:30 a.m. with a final outcome of 240 to 186. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, though she was in on negotiating the deal, urged her members to oppose the bill over the GOP's failure to resolve the standoff over the fate of Dreamers. 73 Democrats ended up voting for the bill, which now goes to the president for his signature. The fallout continues surrounding now former White House Staff Secretary Rob Porter, as Politico reports that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly was told several weeks ago that the FBI would deny full security clearances to multiple White House aides who had been working in the West Wing on interim security clearances. Those aides, according to a senior administration official, included Rob Porter, who left the White House on Thursday after reports that he physically and verbally abused his two ex-wives. The Washington Post reporting that, according to people familiar with the matter, White House counsel Don McGahn knew a year ago that Porter's ex-wives were prepared to make damaging accusations about him, but allowed him to serve without investigating them. And although Chief of Staff John Kelly learned about the allegations this fall, he gave Porter more responsibilities to control the flow of information to the president. On Thursday, White House spokesman Raj Shah, filling in for Sarah Sanders, attempted to explain the security clearance review process.
The allegations made against Rob Porter, as we understand them, involve incidents long before he joined the White House. Therefore, they are best evaluated through the background check process. It's important to remember that Rob Porter has repeatedly denied these allegations and done so publicly. That doesn't change how serious and disturbing these allegations are. They're upsetting. And the background check investigates both the allegations and the denials. The investigation does not stop when allegations come to light. It continues to determine the truth. We should not short-circuit an investigation just because allegations are made unless they could compromise national security or interfere with operations at the White House. The truth must be determined. And that was what was going on with Rob Porter. His background investigation was ongoing. He was operating on an interim security clearance. His clearance was never denied, and he resigned. To summarize, the allegations against Rob Porter are serious and deeply troubling. He did deny them. The incidents took place long before he joined the White House. Therefore, they were investigated as part of the background check, as this process is meant for such allegations. It was not completed, and Rob Porter has since resigned. During his time at the White House, Rob received no waivers and no special treatment. And this is the tried and true process. It was followed meticulously.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Thursday dropped over 1,000 points, a 4.1% fall. That means it is now in correction territory, or 10% lower than its all-time high, for the first time in 2 years. Thursday's losses wiped out all of the gains for the year for the Dow and the S&P 500. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.